Down the home stretch we go. Here's Dave Naylor and thumbs.
Well, my thumb is down to Toronto Maple Leaf Phil Kessel for his tweet this week, since deleted, which read, "Night fishing with friends doesn't get much better." Okay, so no one expects Kessel to be sitting in his basement for weeks brooding about what happened during the final month of the season, like so many Maple Leaf fans probably are. But an NHL star tweeting the words "doesn't get much better" about anything besides hockey during the first round of the playoffs, he's just asking for it. There's nothing more insulting to fans than the perception that players who are paid millions don't care as much as they do. And true or not, that's the impression Kessel's tweet delivered to Leaf fans.
Gary Lawless.
My thumb is up to the greatest money player in the history of men's curling, Kevin Martin. Martin retired this week and goes out the winner of four Briars, a world championship, two Olympic medals, and a record 18 Grand Slams. Martin revolutionized the game, fought for players' rights, and was a master strategist. He could throw with big weight or make the finesse come around. The Bear, as the sometimes gruff Martin was known, roared atop men's curling for 25 years and most cowered in the face of his abilities and will. If you had to pick someone to make a money shot, Martin was your man. Canadian curling was better for his presence. He raised the bar, others chased, but never caught him.
Doesn't get much better than Kevin Martin. Michael.
And my thumb is up, regretfully, to the firing of Manchester United coach David Moyes. Moyes had the toughest act in sports to follow, replacing Sir Alex Ferguson at the helm of one of soccer's signature franchises. Like succeeding Vince Lombardi with the Packers or John Wooden at UCLA, this probably was never going to end well. But after 26 years of Sir Alex, Moyes, Ferguson's fellow Scot and hand-picked successor, lasted just 34 games. Manchester United was a dysfunctional mess under Moyes, losing frequently at Old Trafford and generally playing like a team trying to get its manager fired. Well, lads, mission accomplished.
If I haven't made myself clear in the past, I am an opponent of any replay system that does not allow for anything and everything to be reviewed. Here's how restrictions hurt the process. Thursday night's NBA playoff game had Atlanta leading Indiana by 6 points. Jeff Teague of the Hawks made a three-pointer, but it was subject to review. The refs used video replay to determine two things. Was it indeed a three and not a two? And was Teague inbounds when he released the ball? Yes, on both counts, but the replay also showed that prior to the shot, Teague had stepped out of bounds. Sorry, not reviewable. Sorry, I don't get that. The purpose of the review was to determine if the basket should count. Video evidence proved that it shouldn't count, but it counted. If you don't like that example, there's the offside goal by Colorado, but we don't have any time for that.